They're equal on top. So you don't have more chama, you have the equal amount. Why is it psula? The sun diffuses in the air as it goes down. And down below, it'll be more sun than shade. If they're equal on the bottom, there means that there's more on top, more tzel on top than there is chama, so therefore they're equal on the mata is ksheira.
I never understood this. How do you determine shavin milamala?
On the spot.
Let's say, for argument's sake, I have no idea. I don't know exactly what type of abilities to estimate you have. But Chazal assumes that there's a concept of a person is actually something. Maybe the autumn person can measure something exactly as halacha would require. You're off by a micrometer, maybe, but no, we don't care about that.
What is lamata worth?
Now, lamata is an interesting question. But let's get to lamata in a second.
Your head?
We'll get to lamata in a second. If I know exactly how big my schach is on top, and I use slats, so I can figure out how big they are, how much I've covered, how much I haven't covered. So,
well, that's what it means. In other words, you're talking about open space as opposed to current space.
Salsa is the area which is covered, and chamsa is the area which is uncovered.
Well, the shadow, that's
on the roof.
On the roof, chamsa just means covered or not covered. So it's, in other words, for covered or not covered.
And the ground is shade. No?
The ground will be shade.
Yeah.
Right. Saying so, if the sun is directly overhead, we were talking about the sun directly overhead. So it'll basically create straight down.
Right. Okay. Now, if you tell me covered, not covered, I understand.
Right. So now, the question is: so we said the nature of the light is to diffuse. I mean, even if they're equal on top, down below, the sun will be a little bit larger than the shade. Okay. When it's directly overhead. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, if your schach is 10 tefachim high, which is sheer hechsher schach, it'll diffuse X amount,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's 10 amas tall, mm-hmm. it'll diffuse more. If it's 18 amas tall, if it's 19 amas tall, it's 19 amas and 5 tefachim, 20 amas is too tall. Good, but 19 amas and 5 tefachim mm-hmm. is quite a tall sukkah. So what sheer are we talking about when we're comparing it? So President Mr. we're talking about 10 tefachim. Which means, if I tell you on top, there's more covered than uncovered, it's kosher, because down below they'll be equal. Down below means we assume that amount of coverage, if it's 51% covered and 49% which is uncovered, down below it'll be 50-50, which means down 10 tefachim will be 50-50. Down 3 amas it might be not 50-50, but that's okay. We measure it at the drop of 10 tefachim. That's how we measure it.
Are you saying if you have that exact same schach, you make it 19 amas up, so on the ground level there'll be a lot more
sun, but it's still kosher.
It's kosher still.
Right, that's the assumption.
Wow.
That's a mersha. That's a mersha. That's a shuba about that. A mersha assumes that that's kosher.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. Mishabru, so cut an olive. Yeah, lamata chamosim. They quoted in the Mishnah of Tirshu over here, number 2. Yeah, lamata chamosim rubu mitzelsa. Well, he's about to meet negative rive. And if the majority is more chama than sale, so we look at the miut that it's not considered significant. Now, it doesn't really mean a din of bittul barayv. Because Bittul Barayv always assumes that there's a mixture, and they're not obvious. If they're obvious, then they'll do a Bittul Barayv. And it means that it becomes insignificant, and it doesn't. So it becomes bottle in the sense of it doesn't have the power that's supposed to accomplish. They do the Ozman Lamala, Mokim Akon, and Mokim in the Aver. If they're equal down below, it means that up above they have to be, it has to be a majority of Sichuch. Fine. Sif Beis. In Baroib Mimeno, Tselsa Maruba, Shnei Mashahuyin. Okay? If the in the majority of your Sukkah, the tzel is greater than the chama. Two mashu is more. Uba miyat and the miyat of the sukkah, chamasa meruba mashu. So let's use 1% for our purposes. So on 51% of your the area of the the sukkah is being covered. It's 52% covered. And 49% of the coverage, it's 49% covered. Yeah. Meaning, because you start with Yachad, Hakam, Vatzel, Shokola, Sukkah, Yid, Tzel, Samaruba, Mechamosa, Mashahu. So now you have, if you add up the whole Sukkah, you'll end up with more Tzel than Chama. So it's Ksheira. However, the Rama of Yeshmach Mirim in Masuka Gedolah, Yeshmachim Shiva Al Shiva Shechamasa Meruba, Abi Shabetzir of Kol Asuka Habi Tzel Meruba. So some say no, but if this is your sukkah, this would be the top of the sukkah, right? And the overall, if you measure the overall coverage, there's more sail than there is chama. But the minimum size for a sukkah is 7 tochim by 7 tochim. If somewhere in this area there's an area which is 7 tochim by 7 tochim where the majority is chama, so that's a problem. You cannot sit in that spot. It does not pass all the sukkah. The Yishmach Rehul doesn't pass all the sukkah, but the fact is that area there's more chama than sail. You cannot sit there.
It's like having a big decoration there.
Well, okay, the decorations, if they're within 4 tefachim, if they're within 4 tefachim of the schach, they're bottled to the schach.
Right, but it's lower. You said some of them are lower.
Let's say it'd be lower. So that is schach posel. That ends in a schach posel. This is not schach posel. Right? It doesn't, right? Because schach posel theoretically can posel the sukkah. This is not schach posel. It's schach kosher. Just there's not enough schach there. Mm-hmm. So that area is too thin. You can't sit in that spot. These machmirim. Okay.
If you had air, what's air? 7 by 7, this is space. It's the same then?
It would be aver, just plain open, so that's
is that the same as
aver? The shear is, aver, the shear of aver is gimel tefachim.
Yeah.
So you would definitely, that area would definitely be vadai, not kosher, depending how it's set up, it might pass your sukkah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sif beis, sif cut and beis. In baroyv mimeno, davka by benzet. Okay, so in this scenario where the roiv of the sukkah is roiv sail and the meat of the sukkah is roiv cham, that's okay. Aval behipuch, let's say the opposite. The meat hasukkah hoyetzel harbe. In your 49%, it was 60% coverage.
Right.
And the 51% of the sukkah, it was only 49 covered. So now if you do your math, you add it together, you still have a majority being covered of the total area. But we don't say that. Still, it's still possible. Because the majority of the sukkah is chamsa meruba. Okay. So the law is ksheru. And according to the first opinion, of the Shulchan Aruch, since the roiv of the sukkah is tzelsa meruba, and the total amount is also tzelsa meruba, so the halacha is you're allowed to sit even in that spot. If it becomes insignificant in the total area of the roof of the schach.
Is chamsa meruba section count as a dofen akuma?
No. It's kosher. It's a kosher. You ought to sit there.
But it says that most of the sukkah, it says here, is chamsa meruba.
Would be?
Yeah, and there's one area that's more than 7 by 7, and that's dense enough. But the sukkah as a whole isn't. So around that area, it's not. So could that area next to it that's very slim, could that be a dofen? Does that count as a dofen akuma if you have schach and it's not that much schach? It's not solid. Dofen akuma have to be solid.
Doesn't have to be perfectly solid. You can see, but over here it was clearly a ma'aser when you did sichuch. I don't know. It's not schach posel. Schach posel can count as dofen akuma. That we paskin. It's not schach posel.
So
it's just going to pass on the sukkah. Mm-hmm. The sukkah becomes posel. You can't say dofen akuma. In other words, it gets a shame that the sichuch was done improperly, so the whole sukkah is posel.
Because
yeah.
Your intent, your
kavana
was that it should be
schach. Right.
That's the difference.
Yeshua Chmirim Dal. The Morla Mari Rak Pesukah Katana, the whole thing was 7 on 7. Doesn't mean the Miyud Shabuah, but the Lagabi Rav. Pesukah Kadavah Sheyeshba Shiva Al Shiva, Shechemotsim Ruba. A large Sukkah where there's an area which is 7 by 7, which is not covered properly. It becomes its own significant area, and it's not bottled to the rest. So you can't sit there. But it doesn't make the rest of the sukkah possible. Okay. The imav she kol oirich hadoyfen hazeh bezeh boyven shemokem shesel merubah lo yishar rak shtei defanus zarki yano kol sukkah. However, let's say that if this was the top of your sukkah, right? Sukkah gedolah, and you made three walls. Okay, no problem. Now, this area over here, it's too thin. It's chamsa meruba, and that goes basically all the way across. So it comes out. This area has a lot of sichuch, but only has two walls: a wall here and a wall here.
And the other side has three walls.
The other side has three walls, but this area, because you have this mafsik in the middle, which is chamsa meruba, it might affect the status of this area over here that you can't. This can't use that wall over there.
But that area is okay.
That area would be okay.
That's fine.
Right. And let's say he did it, made it like right over here. So he'll lose his whole sukkah possibly. He made this area chamsa meruba, so it might be right. You know, right next to the wall. So he's saying he's raising a question on the status of the sukkah. I see a little. If you look at the Moshe Deir Shur number 3, he brings your question about Dafan Akuma. He brings my focus in the Bikur Yaakov, Aramis and Karelitz. Berlocha seems to pass not like that. That in a case where you would have this thin coverage, can you call it Dafan Akuma? So the Bikur Yaakov says no, because the problem is it's just not covered enough. So it's like Avra. Avra doesn't help.
It's like air, okay.
And he says, Mr. Krell says no, it's kosher. Okay.
So if someone wanted to use a lattice fence or something like that.
That, if everybody agrees.
That may not be good.
A lattice fence for a dove and a kuma, everything everybody agrees works.
It depends how much it is. You know, what if it's more air than.
More chamsa than korintris. I don't know. More chamsa korintris,
it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, but this is only
halacha
and sichuch.
Yeah.
If you make a wall, you made a wall.
Ah, that's right. It's a wall.
If your lattice is a wall, you're doing it as a lattice. You're doing it, so it's a wall, which is awkward, but it's a wall. From over here, it's sichuch. Sichuch, which is chamsa meruba, gets it in like avra, according to the Bikur Yaakov.
Kavanah here was for schach, not for a wall.
Right.
We don't care about sun coming to sides, right?
No.
Only it's out.
Only top. Gimel.
I'm still a little puzzled about this. Okay. Because they're assuming that the sun is directly overhead, which is a practical matter. It doesn't happen around here.
Correct.
So it's certainly not that time of year. It happens almost nowhere at that time of year. So is that a factor? I mean, if you come out to, someone calls you out to look at the sukkah and ask, say if it's kosher or muscle.
That's for sure. You can't estimate, towards morning or evening, because it's coming. It's such a clearly at a slant. There's no way to really that you look at it. The best you can do is even though directly overhead, but it's somewhat overhead in the middle of the day. So you can try and make an estimation.
No, you look at halachic noon. So
what?
You come and you look at halachic noon here. So you see whether it's more shade or more shadow.
That's either way. Yeah.
The same sukkah we puzzle in one place and kosher in the other place.
Yeah. Okay, Gimel. Derech hasich liyos kal kadei sheyirov mimeno kachavim hagdolim. The derech of making sichuch is it should be thin enough that you can see stars through it. Ha'isam uba kemin bayis. It was very thick. B'shen kachav niro mitoicho is ksheira. It is kosher as long as rain can come in. Mishabur will say Mishabur kachav gedolim. Hey. The means the stars, which are large enough that they be visible at the end of the day, right before the sun sets. So that is he brings in the grua. So that's what the mechaber meant. If you can see those, you're good. So those are very, very strong stars. You should try and be able to see stars at night. You are allowed to make it thicker. You always see some stars. So I'm not sure what the Meril means. It's like the sun counts as the star. It means the sun will come in. As long as the sun comes in, it's kosher. So come in, it indicates that there are gaps. You can see things through them. So at nighttime, it may be very hard to see, but by the mice, there are gaps, that's good enough. He says, following the opinion of the dark immersion, B'Shem the Meril, is not such a bad idea. You're living in a place which is colder, being frum, you want to do less sichuch. Maybe it's better they should do more sichuch, and this you'll be warmer in the sukkah, and you'll be able to stay there longer. I forgot of shakos the efshel linyan risk chavim die bechol sukkah im huroyat rak b'makom echad. If one place the schach is a little bit less dense, and you can see stars through there, that's good enough for the whole sukkah. Mashen ken. However, if it's too thick, the rain can't come in. According to one who said that's a problem, that'd be a problem of any area. You can't say, well, that area the rain comes in, it's good for the rest of the schach, is okay. That's not true.
Where does this come from? The Gezeres Tikva, but in the Sarim, why can't you have it too thick? You can't see the stars.
The Rosh brings it from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not tied to Gezeres Tikra. It's even tied to that this is the derech of. You see, from the fact that we always discussed Chamsa Meruba, Tzeltsa Meruba, the derech was that light was coming in. That was the standard derech how to do it.
So it's sort of a Masorah, that's how they always did it? I mean, there's no Pasuk or there's nothing. Right.
Probably that's what the Yerushalmi is learning. That's what the idea of the word sichuch means. Sichuch doesn't mean a total full covering. Mm-hmm. No stars are visible, and the Shartzian puts out involved, and you don't even see the sunlight coming in. Okay, so that's still kosher. Because according to the Kumbakim, if you move a kolkach, achen akshamim yichelim leret besoich, afilu kashiyadim akshamim rubim. If it's so thick that rain doesn't come in, even with a heavy rain, you can't have a kain bias. Yesh lahakra relief so mashum gzeres bias. So that's also because of gzeres bias. Kumbakim, but yevet kasheri yevshir lito ksas meischach from neisus. If you can't, so the eitz is to remove some of the schach. But if you couldn't, for whatever reason, you can rely on the opinion and say that it's not a problem. So The Shabur said, listen, Seleran, I know that you'd be allowed to tell the goy to remove some of the schach. Now, what about if the rain does come in, but not immediately? It takes a while for the rain to build up, and then eventually it seeps through. Mm-hmm. So it's thick enough that it eventually will seep through, but it doesn't happen immediately. Mm-hmm. So there's a Bekir Yaakov that says that that's fine. That's the mushroom you have with the Bubba Rasukah in New York. Right? It's so thick that when it rains, it doesn't come in. Eventually, the water trickles down, but it takes time. It starts raining outside, it's still totally dry inside for a period of time. That's kosher. Dalit. Hoya kisi dak ma'oid sheish ba avra harbe. El shayin shlosha tawachim mimaka mechud. Ben a kol tzelsim merubim mechamasa. It's ksheira. It's a thin covering, the total amount of tzelsim merubim. And there's no spot where you have an open area which is three tawachim wide. So the mice, it's kosher. Hey. Hoya hasichuch meduvlo. The covering was meduvlo, which the word meduvlo means perish mavobol. It's confused. What does that mean? Kosher. So the guy put one slat here. So one's down, one's up. So if you're looking just straight up, it's all covered. The reality is, there's a tremendous amount of sun coming in on at the slant, in between the fact that since one's higher, one's lower, you have a lot of sun coming in. So that's kosher. However, we can count it as one layer of schach, as long as the height between the tomb is not more than three tevachim. So this is here, and this is here. It's not three tefachim apart. That's considered one level. We look at it as if it's one level of schach.
Can't this mean if it's the schach is at an angle, like the bamboo? You're saying it's like two levels are parallel to each other. So also like you have some going like that and some like, you know, it's not exactly horizontal to the ground. I remember seeing that picture somewhere once.
Okay, I mean that's I understand it.
It's the same idea.
Okay, now let's say. Okay, now, im haya bereichav zeha oila tefach or yoser. If the one which is higher, the width of it was a tefach or wider. So you put boards there. The boards, remember, the Gemara and the Sarim are only a problem if they're four tefachim wide. So I put a board there, it's a tefach or two or three wide. So then, avishu gavoya mishosha tefachim, even though it's three tefachim higher than the lower one, ra'anus akila yarad lamata menaga besvaz zeha yarad. So since they're really running parallel to each other, right, so... We're going to say a halacha along the lines of this is the lower one, this is the higher one, but this thing is a tefach wide and it's much higher. We'll look at it as if there's in a pitzik yared. Well, it's not much pitzik yared, but it looks as if the whole piece lowered down and met the lower one. So it's not that wide. You need to rely on love. If it's wider, there's a din of Royan, Kilo, Yarad Lamata. So it's along the lines of some type of particular Yarad type of a concept. Vahu, Shia Mechuman Keneged Svasa Yarad. But it has to be that they're running parallel. When you lower this one down, it fits into the space in between the upper one. So we can say, we can look, the finishes, we're going to look at this as if they've met. That's the din of Royan. Hagah, the Hanash Yesh Ba'av Shabin Atat and Tevach Sheroy Lahoyler Halyan. There's enough space between the lower ones to drop the higher one into that space. Vos Kerafila Chamsa Maruba. Even though right now the way it's set up, there's more sun coming in because of the fact that one's higher, one's lower, the sun is coming in it's still kosher. Shehei atzel meruba k'shacham be'em sarikia. Because when the sun is in the middle of the sky, directly above, it'll be tzel meruba. Zion. B'vavad sheshet zvachim. Don't call the pachim mishloisha k'chad ha'chashiva. It's less than three, it's all the same. If they're a tefach wide, they're kosher enough to say this halacha of roy, and we look as if it went down. There's a gap between the lower ones, and we look as if the upper one went down into that gap. So that's what he said before. The case has to be that they're running parallel, and there's a gap between them, which fits the upper one. It has to be running properly parallel to the bottom one. The gap between the lower ones fits the width of the upper one. She royal hurried alien meantime, allowing the upper one to be dropped in between the lower ones. If the gap was less than the width of the upper one, you wouldn't say this. So this is referred to the Gemara as Chavart Rami. That's the more refers to this concept as Chavart Rami. It's a local Moshe Mesinai. Was Ksher Afilu, even though it's Kampus and Meruba. Choshken and Mein Bein Kona Oila Lekona Yerit Shosh Tvachim. Vavadim Ani Afilu Kampus and Meruba Mitzels. This is a Kedem Magei, so the gap can be, you know, 10. It can be 8 Tvachim high. So there's clearly a gap for a lot of the sun to come in. If they're a loved shear, for sure it's good. Because when the sun's Mapsarakia, it wouldn't be true. It comes in at an angle. Since it's exactly in the middle of the sky, the shade will go straight down. So it's kosher. So the case which we have is let's say the gap in between the lower each piece was a tefach, and they were set up perfectly, one, you know, offset from each other. So there's exactly a space of a tefach to lower the upper one into that. So if the gap is below is less than a tefach, we don't say chavrut rami. Exactly a tefach, you say chavrut rami. What about it's more than a tefach? He laid out the lower ones with a gap of a tefach and a half. And the upper ones come in, and there's a quarter of a tefach on each side, which would be one etzba on each side between the lower ones. Do you say Chavrut Rami or not in that situation? So there's a deek in the Rama, and the Rama holds that you don't. Or this only works if we look at it, we say, really, this is one roof, when it would function like a roof. There wouldn't be gaps. You say we lower the upper one down in between the lower ones, and you have a perfectly flat surface, right. Covered surface. So that's this din over here. Okay.
So again, on a practical matter, is that likely?
No.
The exact fit, probably not.
No.
Especially that they didn't have the kind of machine tools that we have today to make the slats just perfectly
fitting. Right. Correct. So why is the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah talking about this? Well, you don't think the spot they're able to make, they wanted something to fit, they could cut it with a saw.
No.
You don't think so?
What you could do is, I mean, if they came from one large board, so even if they're not perfect, the one goes like this, but the next one next, so it also goes like that, because they're made from the same piece. So whatever imperfections you're going to have in A will be, you know, the imperfections in the other direction, the negative would be in the next one next to it. So that's the only case that seems to be practical.
New houses today with all the tools and stuff doesn't fit.
Well, look at the museums, the medieval houses there. The picture frames just cut just right, and the tables and everything just fits just right. Yeah, a person with a saw could cut it.
Now, I was noticing over here in the most of Dirshu, you see, he brings the Rambam. The end he brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that does, from the Lechem Mishnah, that if the gap is wider, that's also okay. Rav. Okay.
Chavit Rami.
So it's called Chavit Rami, yeah. Chavit Rami is Lechem Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah Sinai. Kanem HaYotzim Lachari HaSukkah. Okay. Some of the schach, your sticks on top, extends beyond the sukkah. Keep going. Shachari definam soyi bolten konim in a schach. You're using bamboo sticks, and they stick out on the other side of the sukkah, beyond, you know, on the outside of the sukkah. They continue on X amount. V'yesh ben hechsher sukkah. Okay. They have hechsher sukkah, which means that there's 7x7. But selsim ruba mechamos, and there's enough there that it's selsim ruba. Mishol shafanas, and they have three walls. It's ksheir al bisha doifin am soy lo nasa bishilam am shol ikra sukkah shul ifti mimen. So this scenario, which he's picturing right now, here's your sukkah. There's sticks sticking out over here. And there's a wall over here and a wall over here. So this is one wall, there's another wall, and there's a wall over here, which this wall was not made to be part of this sukkah. It was made to be part of this sukkah. But the mice, you have three walls and you have this sticking out. It's into eight. But it'll be kosher if this is 7x7 and it's sells some rudim. Yud gimel, v'yeshven hesher sukkah, shal shiva al shiva tvach. It has to be 7x7. Abishai doven amsoy lanasa bishvilam. Kigoyin, shehirchik doven amsoy miswasoy. You could have put the wall continues all the way out to here. So why don't you put the wall out here? This middle wall, right? The wall continues. So you weren't interested in closing off this area. You were interested in closing off this area. So you almost made a statement, I'm not interested in this area behind, that this should be a sukkah. But we don't care. It's a sukkah. But it works to the outside also. Even if this mechitza wasn't a full mechitza and he relied on love, to create the mechitza, so that's also fine. Okay, Zion. Okay, Kamar bolt him in a schach with tzara poritz. The benechal nimshachim mohem. Abish also daven alan sudden yeser al shiva. Bible the meimer a regular day to last is called a sukkah betfanas aruchus. The benechal shenimshachim makonim shal schach einam in a sukkah ela b'fnei atzmi oimid. Nimshach ein lo el daven echad shu daven a nimshach. So he's picturing it like this. He's picturing, here's my sukkah, and this wall continues. One wall continues, and there's kanim sticking out. Okay, so they forget it. There's only one wall here, but these kanim are coming off of this sukkah over here, and they're continuing on. There's one wall which is continuing along with it. This is also kosher. Because since it's an extension of the sukkah, and the sukkah has three walls, the same way, the mashal, let's say our ikur sukkah has two walls, and has a third one being shiva. I'm allowed to put sikhu all the way till the end of this wall. Even though the wall only continues, stops here. Mm-hmm. Right, So, I mean, you know, three walls on this. Well, you have sukkah, two walls, and you have a third wall. You have partial wall. That's good enough. Now, we said before the Shita says you need a Tzurz Pesach from here to here to show that that's all part of the Sichuch. Mm-hmm. But it could be that's all under Rabbanan. So, the same way that this is true, so we're taking that a step further. There's a sukkah here, and this continues. That's also part of the sukkah, even though it's continuing on. Even though you could argue, listen, obviously he had no intention of including the sukkah, that Harai didn't put any wall here. That doesn't bother us. This is an extension of the sukkah, no worries.
In the picture, the bottom one, what's the schach resting on? With just two walls?
Two or something.
You could put some type of a. You could. I don't want to get you didn't, even if you put a luchli valid to a pesach, you put something which would hold it. That'll be fine. Even though there's no halachic wall there, it's not a tefach, you don't have a shirim, etc., but you'd have something which would give it support, but it wouldn't have a wall. Okay. I'll be also doifin, tezvot. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch lashon is that you made this big sukkah, and you didn't extend it over here. So he's saying a chiddush, like he's saying, you know, what's the chiddush? So listen, if you make a little dinky sukkah, which is 7x7, you extend it out, obviously you want to use more, because 7x7 is very, very difficult to use. You made a big sukkah. It's 10 amas by 10 amas. You don't need any more. So forget it. We should ignore what's out here. No, we don't say that. But that's a chiddush. Let's look at Pshitim and El Hashiva. The whole sukkah is 7 tefachim. Come on, also the Ishtamish, we'll call a sukkah, we'll also El Hashikun Chacham. His intent was to use the old sukkah, but he relied on the chum that you're allowed to make leave one of the walls shorter. In a case where, there wasn't this wall, wasn't here. Right, so this is no different than this. Right? This case, it will be this case. You have a wall here, and the wall here stops at the 7, and the schach continues in its K. Right? So this is no different than that. But so that's obvious in this case that that's what you want. This is only 7 tefachim. You don't want to sit in an area with 7 tefachim. You want to use the whole area. So that even that's posh. This is more than 7 tefachim to start with, which means you show you're interested in making a larger sukkah, and you stopped at a certain point. After the Gil died, the last is called a sukkah, but the father is a ruchus. You only wanted to make your sukkah based on the extension of all of the walls. And this wall over here, you really had no intention to use for your sikhuk. So you say, don't worry about it. That doesn't bother us. Okay. Ches. Let's hold it here. 4:30. 3.